Good morning. Well, thank you so very much for being here. What a great crowd. We have an important announcement to make to this community. It was only about 6 months ago that many of you joined us when we proudly announced our Trauma Level 2 designation. This designation further demonstrated that St. Joseph's Health System is committed to dedicated resources and expertise to treat emergency and trauma patients. Achieving the Level 2 trauma designation was a two-year journey, and it involved a team of physicians, nurses, and our trauma personnel, and we're proud of the incredible work and the program that they have built. We sought that designation because we believe that there is an opportunity to provide care to victims of trauma right here in our own community without the need to transport them to another city. In trauma, time is of the essence. And so treating patients close to home is a great advantage. By seeking a higher designation in trauma, we are now able to take care of those patients who are more critically injured. And as a result of our designation, we've been able to increase the number of trauma cases that we see here by 25% over the last 6 months. These are patients that otherwise would have been transported out of the region had we not had the expertise, the equipment, and coordination that is required for a Level Trauma 2 center. You may be surprised to know that our department, our emergency department, treats more than 60,000 patients needing trauma and non-trauma services each year. The consistent growth around Brazos Valley and the increasing need of emergency center services is creating more demand than ever. So today, I am pleased to announce that the St. Joseph's Health System is poised to meet the growing demand through the construction of a new emergency and trauma center on the campus of St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. This new facility will double the size of our current emergency department, enable us to continue to modernize the delivery of emergency and trauma services, meeting the ever-changing needs of our community. The $21 million project is moving into the design phase now. We're expected to begin construction the spring of 2014 and project completion by mid-2015. The new facility will be located just south of the Bed Tower and have a frontage on Memorial Drive. While the construction is underway, the current emergency department will continue to operate at full capacity. Once the new facility is completed, we will transition our services into our new space. This is the largest project that St. Joe's has begun in the last 10 years. The system is investing a substantial amount of resources into this project, but we're also asking for the community to participate in raising funds. In fact, we already have our first community partner, and their fundraising effort saw its own unique construction. This past Saturday, our community was recognized and we made headlines by being acknowledged by the Guinness Book of World Records that the Traditions Club had built the largest gingerbread house in the world at 39,201 cubic feet. What an incredible effort. But even more incredible to us was that the Traditions chose to donate the funds raised from their project to provide for the new emergency and trauma services program at St. Joe's. This is one more example how our community so often joins forces to create greatness and ensure a thriving community. Here with us today is Jimmy Walsworth, who is the Traditions Club membership manager. Please join me in thanking him and his team for all their efforts. I would also like to recognize Carlos Hernandez, who is also here with us. He's the owner of Thrive Home Health, who was a major underwriter for the Gingerbread House project. So thank you, Carlos. The construction of the new Emergency and Trauma Center is a long-awaited and necessary project that will continue St. Joseph's Health System's leadership and commitment to providing state-of-the-art emergency and trauma services for our community.